This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I believe, and I think I've said this before,
Coin
toss is eliminated in football. Everything, starting a football game in overtime, should be determined with rock, paper, scissors.
And you laugh.
Now, hear me out. You laugh because it sounds like, why would we play a child's game?
Yeah.
Why are we flipping a coin with 50-50 odds when you have 53 guys on your roster? You're telling me you don't have a best rock, paper, scissors player out of there in your strategy?
I don't think you're necessarily wrong. Like, I don't think it's the worst idea ever, because for anyone who laughs at that or mocks Sean, what's flipping a coin?
Right. At least there's strategy involved and three options in rock, paper, scissors, and you're trying to read an opponent that also, think about it, only one person can call heads or tails. The other team has no advantage. At least you're both throwing out something.
Here's the one thing I've learned about Bad Idea Tuesday. A lot of the bad ideas are good ideas. That's the reality. Yeah. If you've missed any of the show, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, go all the way back to 2 o'clock. We explained that Steve Cohen was lecturing us as Met fans. He warned us. He said to us, hey, I just spent a lot of freaking money. You better show up to Citi Field. You could rewind at 2 o'clock to hear a lot of discussion about that. But right now...
Hold on.
What?
Lugie, are you producing the show today or not?
Not.
Oh, Paulie's technically producing the show?
Technically.
Am I going to have to be the bad guy on the show?
Yes.
Evan, what are you supposed to be doing?
Oh, I got to wear an L for Cam Johnson's performance.
Supposed to wear an L for an hour today
on TV.
Right.
Now you're right. Give me the L. Me and Lugie, as Nick and Net fans, were sort of betting, if you will, the three-point contest performance of Cam Johnson versus, what's his name? Jalen Brunson.
What's his name? The King of New York.
Cam Johnson was eliminated in the first round, as was Jalen, but Cam Johnson performed worse. And so for that, I pay my pittance by wearing this L.
I'll take it back at six.
For an hour. Thank you very much. Thank you for reminding me.
It looks good on you.
One thing that was not a bad idea, as created about a year and a half ago, is this.
Time Lugie is not the producer and running the board of the show, we play one of these different Cincos. You notice that it's Connor Rose?
Yeah. No, I wish Tommy would do that.
Yeah.
He does a great job. That's his one flaw.
Little lazy. Cinco de 5-0 is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, we got some interesting news today that may shape a decision I'm going to make at the end of next month, and that is Joe Buck will be on the TV call of Yankees opening day over at the, that big old network there.
ESPN.
Yes. Joe Buck hasn't called a baseball game since 2021. I love Joe Buck on baseball. I know it's controversial.
Yeah.
So, but I may not go to opening day now so I can hear Joe Buck call
a baseball game.
I've thought about it.
Are you serious?
I've thought about it.
Just to hear Joe Buck not care about a game?
I love Joe Buck. I'm probably ultimately still going to go to opening day. But either way, the five broadcasters we miss calling the most on sports.
All right, I like that one.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Marv Albert on the Knicks. How about him giving us a yes on every big Brunson bucket? Now, the reason I got him at five, Breen is so freaking good.
Well, you know what the problem is, and this is so unfair what I'm about to say, but it's the truth. Marv got caught up with age at the end. Like, yes. He wasn't nearly as good at the end of his career. And you could say that about everybody in broadcasting, everybody in sports.
Right.
Like, that's a normal, normal thing. So if you gave me prime Marv, like mid-90s Marv, Jordan Bulls Marv.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Then, yes, I agree with you.
Yes. We're reminiscing. All right, here we go.
Number four.
This one hurts me because we could still have it. Yeah, I'm watching this Four Nations. How great would Doc Emmerich be?
Doc was the best.
To not have, you know.
I'm almost surprised you didn't put him number one because I think he's that good.
I'll get that. And again, it's not about guys who can still do it. It's about reminiscing.
Yeah.
So Doc, for me, is there because I also love the job Bob Wischusen does. I know he's not number one. McDonough does it fine. Whatever. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Evan mentioned him yesterday. Bob Murphy.
Yeah. You Sound know, of Spring, man.
It is.
It's all about the age you grew up in. For us, you know, you grew up in the 90s or late 80s. Uh-huh. You hear this. Here's my Bob imitation. I think it's not bad.
Okay.
Here we go. Well, hi, everybody. This is Bob Murphy on a beautiful day here at Shea Stadium. Puffy cumulus clouds are high. It's a wonderful day for baseball.
Oddly, that's one of your greatest talents.
Thank you.
A great Bob Murphy.
You like my Bob Murphy? It's not bad.
I can tell you've practiced that in the shower before, haven't you?
I mean, I've done it since I was a kid. I'll never forget I met Bob Murphy, and I said, hey, Bob, I have an invitation of you. Can I do it for you?
Oh,
and
boy.
He was so not interested. And I did it for him, and he was like, okay. And he just walked away. he was not impressed. And it taught me a lesson. Don't do an imitation of someone for them. They probably don't want to hear it.
And they've probably heard a million better ones.
It's like if someone met you at Key Food and said, Sean, I have a great Sean imitation. You'd probably be nice about it, but in the back of your mind, you'd be like, really? Is this what we're doing?
Especially if it kept going.
Yeah.
Like Bob's probably got a million. All right, here we go.
Number two.
This is both locally and nationally, and it really actually hit me Friday night with what I was watching late. I miss Tim McCarver.
Tim McCarver's number one, too, bro. God, man.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I remember when Tim McCarver passed away. Mm-hmm. I have a vivid memory of it. I was doing it. Craig was off. I was with Sal that day. And he was the perfect guy to do the show with because I think we both had that feeling of, that's our childhood.
Yeah.
Like, I think of Tim McCarver calling the Mets.
Yeah, Channel 9.
And then he called the Yankees.
Yes,
you remember that
did,
briefly?
Yes. Yeah. I think also on Channel 9.
I think it was 5.
5.
Fox 5.
Okay, right.
Local
they had a million
5.
Right.
Yeah, McCarver. Man, I'll tell you, it's a great list. It's maybe the best list you've done.
Yeah.
I think McCarver and Emmerich are my top two at this point. But I'm curious who you have at number one.
All right, number one. Here we go.
Number one.
It's John Madden. With all due respect to Tony Romo and Tom Brady.
He's right. Damn
all
it.
These freaking Mahomes games. Could you imagine Madden with the... unbelievable.
Hold on, I need to explain
this
something.
This is unbelievable.
So we have had the Yes Network on in our studio. And so they're playing old center stages. The two people we just saw in the last 25 minutes being interviewed by a much younger, better looking Michael Kay was young Tiki Barber and now young Boomer Esiason. I mean, this has to be from 20 years ago.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
Outrageous.
All right, anyhow, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Madden number one. I just think about all of those moments we could have had with Madden with some of these Mahomes games and the big games.
Yeah, and you know.
And this is why Madden's number one for me. I actually think the drop-off is greater with the big analysts in the NFL compared to these others.
100% wrong. Let me tell you why. And
okay.
I'm going to prove my point. You will agree with me when I'm done. So we've gone from John Madden to, name it, you want to go Tony Romo, Tom Brady, Chris Collinsworth? Pick your choice.
Yeah, and I like Collinsworth the most out of those guys, but go on.
All right, I'm going to drop the mic. I'm going to use my water bottle as the microphone.
Sure.
We went from Tim McCarver to John Smoltz. I win.
Good night.
Tip your waitresses.
I guess
everybody
that's
can
true.
Every
true.
Yankee fan agrees with me. Yankee fans are nodding their heads right now in the car. Yes,
you're
yes,
right.
Evan, yes, Evan. Met fans, yes, Evan, yeah. John Smoltz hates baseball. He doesn't like baseball. And guess what? We don't like him. So when you talk about drop-offs, people talk about the drop-off from Mike Francesa to us. How about the drop-off? How about the drop-off from freaking Tim McCarver to John Smoltz?
No, that you have me on, but I'm... This is tough because I love McCarver. Madden's greatness outweighs McCarver's greatness.
Okay.
And that's why I put him
but by the way, that's fair. It's the drop-off thing I disagree with.
But fun list. Looking forward to Joe Buck calling again.
I am not, but thank you. I'll tell you why. And I've always been a Joe Buck defender. I like Joe Buck. Opening day, and this is, look, I'm going to put some people over that deserve to be put over. I'm going to put over Paul O'Neill. I'm going to put over Michael Kay. I'm going to put over David Cone. It is opening day. Mm-hmm. It's not Sunday Night Baseball. It's not the ALCS. It's opening bleeping day. You need to hear your team's voices. I'm sorry. I have a big problem with it.
You know, but it's not the
first time. I didn't say it's the first time. I'm saying I have an issue with it. If you are a Yankee fan, Joe Buck over the whether it's Ruco or Kay, you're taking Buck over the two guys that call your team all year? Stop it.
If I'm getting $9 Sunday night games all year, I'm not doing that. But if I know it's the only chance I'm hearing Joe Buck call a baseball game all year, you know, Michael Kay's going to do 70 other ones.
You know, home games.
I'm fine.
You know what? You're wrong, though.
Okay.
Joe Buck has admitted he's barely watched baseball the last 4 years. That's the guy you're excited to have call the game?
Yes.
I like Joe Buck. He's a hell of a broadcaster. He's done. You left, Joe.
He's done.
You left us. No. He left us. Okay? He didn't want to do baseball anymore. It's too hootie patootie for us. He did football.
That's
go away.
Not true, though.
Yes, he did. He didn't want to do baseball
it's
anymore.
It's not that he didn't want to
good
do baseball
riddance,
anymore.
Good riddance, Baldy.
What?
Nothing.
You're calling him, Paul? He got the hair plant.
Yeah, exactly.
He's been through hell with his throat and his hair.
Oh, that's true. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joe.
Joe's a great legend.
Nah, Joe, my bad. You know what?
I never roots against New York teams, ever.
He doesn't. I actually like Joe Buck, and that's why I'm angry. He left us. And so since he left us, screw you. Why you get to come back and call
Let's
again?
Let's be real about Buck.
I'm being real.
I think he does a nice job. And you brought up Smoltz. All due respect, Joe Davis doesn't scream big game to me.
Joe Davis, don't get me started on Joe Davis.
I miss Joe Buck.
That's my point. He left us, though, Sean.
I know.
He left us.
Well, he...
Screw him.
He got a lot of money to do Monday Night Football.
Okay. Well, you know what? You left us, Buck. Don't come back. And I say this as a jilted lover because guess what, Joe? You want to have an honest conversation? I miss you. And you're better than Joe Davis. And the fact I had to sit there in the NLCS and not hear your voice of, I don't really care what's happening, I'm making a joke, I'd rather be everywhere else but here, I miss that. Dude, you're the best. And you left us. You leave us, go screw yourself. How about that?
So is that the message for Loogie if he ever leaves the show?
Kind of. No, I'm just kidding. If he goes on to bigger and better things, I'd be happy for him.
But Buck went on the Monday Night Football, he could call Super Bowl.
He could have done both.
With
like,
what?
Like, listen.
ESPN didn't offer him a chance
Sean,
to do
Sean,
baseball.
I'm not mad at Craig. Craig tried to do both, and then he went on and did bigger and better things. I got no ill will towards
Buck
him.
Buck was going to be allowed to do Fox and
yes!
ESPN?
No. He could have done baseball on ESPN.
They didn't let him do Sunday Night Baseball.
They could have. Dude, it was his choice to not continue to do baseball. So it was his. He didn't even try to do both, okay? I know he did for a while on Fox, but when he went to Monday Night Football, he didn't try to do both. So no.
He's trying to do both now.
He's doing it one time. He's going in for a quickie.
You know what happens after a quickie, a long-term relationship. And ESPN might opt out of their baseball deal. They might try to opt back in and get Buck involved.
All right, let's get to some of your calls.
All right.
888-808-1019. Where do we go? Let's go. Oh, Knicks, Sean's comments, Sean's bed. Ooh, Evan inspired me to write a poem about the Mets. Let's do that first.
Okay.
You agree?
Yeah.
Pam in North Haven, Connecticut was inspired to write a poem about the Mets. How are you, Pam?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm really excited to be on the show. Huge Mets fan.
We are excited to have you. The floor is yours since you are debuting a poem for us.
Okay, here we go. The title is Mets Magic Was the Reason. The 2024 Mets, it was a season to remember. Whoever thought they'd end up farther than September. They were 0-5 to start. Things really looked bad. Then Grimace arrived and the winning started to add. The team got together. Meetings were in place. They were on a mission now and wanted to be in the race. Jose's OMG song got everyone in the spirit of the game, the dancing, the fun. They were starting to feel the fame. Mm-hmm. They added Jesse Winker at the deadline. What a surprise. He taunted Mets fans for years, but come on, ladies. He's easy on the eye.
Wow.
The Braves series at the end was that game for real. Back and forth the whole time. Then Lindor's home run. Yeah, he's the real deal. Now off to Milwaukee. The game was almost done. I'll admit I was crying. Then Pete to the plate. Oh, my God, that home run. I had tickets with my son for game 4 of the NLDS. Are we really going? The Mets lost game 2, so yes. We all know what happened next. Lindor's grand slam sealed the deal. I was there for this moment in history. I still can't believe it was real. I went to game 5 of the NLCS with my daughter. It was so much fun. Dodgers aren't clinching at Citi Field. The Mets had a great game and won.
Wow.
Even though we didn't win against the Dodgers in the NLCS, there was something about this year that was different than the rest. I love watching my team play this entire season. They had something very special, and that's Magic was the reason.
Wow. That was a beautiful poem. Pam, I got to tell you. Did you like that? Thank you for the call, Pam. Did you like that poem?
A little lengthy. We could have wrapped it about a minute ago.
I gotta be honest. I would like to do a science experiment right now.
Sure.
It's an experiment I've been planning in my head for a long time. I want you to say hello to one of your coworkers at WFAN. His name is Al Cintron. You hear him sometimes in the overnight. You don't consistently on at the same time, but pretty much Saturday nights and a Sunday, we hear you, right, Al?
That is correct.
All right, Al, we're going to do a little experiment. I'm getting sick and tired of these Giant fans.
What are we doing here?
What? Hold on.
Can I run a play? Are you going to blindside me?
I'm running a play with Al. Doesn't even know the play. Let Al.
All right.
Al's decked out in Mets stuff. He's a great Mets fan.
Oh, before you run the play.
Yeah.
Did you tip Al off to running a play?
No, he has no idea.
So he just came in here with a Commander helmet on his own.
Yeah. Did Boomer gave you that helmet?
Correct. No, I'm talking about him coming in here. Did he come in to say hello? You came in because you told him to come in.
No, I saw him outside and signaled
for
him to come in.
Yeah,
that's the truth. Yeah.
He doesn't know anything else.
Okay. I don't trust Evan.
I have something I'd like to talk to Al about.
Let's go.
Why are you wearing the L? What happened?
Oh, because Cam Johnson sucks at basketball.
Oh, he lost to Brunson in the three-point contest.
Yeah, well, Brunson lost, too.
Calm down.
Cam Johnson lost.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I'm getting sick and tired of these Giant fans not hating you and the Commanders. Like, they look at you as this cute little puppy dog. And what I've said to Sean and what I've said to Tommy is, if you just spend 5 minutes with Al Cintron, and he just hypes up the Commanders and talks crap about the Giants, which he does to me in text messages all the time, you will hate the Commanders like this. I can't snap, but it would be like a snap. So, ladies and gentlemen, Al, I want to give you the floor.
Yeah.
I want to give you 2 minutes to make every Giant fan listening, plus Sean and Loogie, hate the Washington Commanders. Go ahead. Perform your magic.
Well, they're going to be bottom feeders for the next decade, the New York Giants. I don't care who you pick at number three. As long as Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, your coaches, are in charge, the Giants are going to be the turd on the bottom of my sneaker, every Commanders fan sneaker, for the next decade. And I've had to hear that crap from Giant fans around here for almost 2 decades, and rightfully so. So I have the chance now to stick my chest out, laughed at all the time from Giant fans in the area, being a Washington fan in this area because of my father. Shout out to my pops. And I saw 3 Super Bowls in my lifetime. It's about damn time the Giant fans feel what I felt for a long time.
That's nice, Al. I mean, Dan Quinn's your coach. He blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl.
He wasn't the Washington coach.
You also lost by the same amount of points in an NFC Championship game that the Giants lost to Philly when the game
4 turnovers. And when was the last time the Giants won an NFC Championship game?
Okay, so you break it for the first time since 91?
It doesn't matter. It's recent, right?
All right. So you struck gold with Jaden Daniels. I understand. And
gold,
still,
whatever you want to use
and still
there.
The only time you could beat the Eagles when Kenny Pickett played? Okay.
Is that Washington's fault? Jalen got hurt?
I'm just
that's
saying.
Not awful.
I'm just saying. That's the only time you beat the Eagles.
It's not awful.
So you're in the same spot as us. We both can't beat Philly.
When's the last time the Giants beat the Eagles?
The last time the Giants beat the Eagles?
Yeah. When's the last time beat the Cowboys?
21.
It's been a long time. What happened to 40-0 in the pouring rain?
Look, with all due respect, you root for the only franchise Daniel Jones could ever beat and made a lot of money.
Not this year.
Okay. Why don't you guys change your name again?
Not this year.
Listen,
hold time out.
I could never root for a team on their third name in 5 years. Sorry.
Dan Snyder, he picked the name. The worst name. Nobody wanted that name, the Commanders.
The Commanders.
We don't want it. And by the way,
we can't take it seriously, right? We don't even know what to call you anymore.
We've been to the playoffs as the Redskins, as the Washington football team, and now the NFC Championship game as the Commanders.
So you're claiming
I'm happy about that
for a team making the playoffs with three
what's
different
the
names?
Hold on. What's the Giants' record the last decade?
Why don't you just have sponsors
that
you name
the
like
Giants,
it's
what's the Giants' record the last decade? Go ahead, I'll wait.
They suck, Al.
Go ahead, I'll wait.
Al, they suck.
All right.
I'm not even 40, and I've seen more championships than you will ever see.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Not ever. I guarantee.
Not ever? Okay.
Let's make a bet right now. We like to make bets.
Sanders is owning Jaden Daniels.
And Tommy, you didn't have toilet paper in your head that day. I was just having fun. All right? You know that. He didn't know what I was saying at first. What's the bet?
Make your
time
bet.
For another Evan and Tiki long-term bet.
Yeah. It's not going to be long-term. Trust me. It'll be soon.
Oh.
The Commanders will win 2 Super Bowls before the Giants win 1.
I mean, how are you going to do it? Shador Sanders is already better than Jaden Daniels.
Wow. First, I heard you say you wanted Carson Beck. You were ready to make t-shirts for Carson Beck.
I did.
Yes, you were. Go back in the beginning of the
Prove
season.
It.
Sean, yes,
I
you were.
I said arson the season for Beck. Carson because it rhymed.
And you don't even have the right rhyme, I remember. And Quinn Ewers, you said you wanted to tank for that jabroni. You said the same thing, right?
I was making cute rhymes.
Which goes to show you don't really watch much of college football.
Are you kidding me?
Because I said do not touch those two clowns. Don't touch those two clowns. It'll pain me if you get Shador Sanders because I honestly think He's going to be really good.
Look, that will pay me.
I love how you walk that back. Like, let Shadour.
I love Shadour. I don't want to be a Giant. He's going to be miserable.
I understand. All right? It's been a long time for you. You had a cute run to the NFC Championship game. You have a terrible coach. And now here comes Dable with a great rookie. And maybe Stafford, too.
Wait. Dable with a rookie? You're putting your faith in these two clowns?
You would trade Dan Quinn for Dable today.
No, I would not.
Al, don't lie to the audience.
I swear on everything I love.
All right. Time out. I got to call timeout. This has worked much better than I even could have imagined. So.
I still don't hate them. I can't hate little lucky puppy dogs.
I hate the Giants. I hate their fans.
By the way, you got a helmet, dude. So what team name was it then?
The Commanders. You see, there's the Redskin one right there.
Oh, that's right.
That's not ours anymore. I missed that logo,
by the way.
You
didn't even bother to change the helmet after you went from football to Commanders.
Couple of things. Number one, I got to get on you about something, and I'll get on Al about something, because I'm independent here. You're using the word cute way too liberally. You know what he also called cute, Al? The Eagles Super Bowl championship.
You know, for somebody who says they're off Twitter a lot, you certainly monitor plenty of it.
I know what Tommy and Sean are saying. So, number one,
it was a cute run,
little
for
run.
Yeah, look,
not
when
true.
When you get lucky with the snow in a divisional round game, it's a cute run.
Lucky in the snow,
and then the Chiefs all banged up, and it's tough.
What'd you say after that Falcons game with Saquon?
Saquon was a losing player, making losing plays. And what was his stat line in the Super Bowl?
Didn't matter. He did over 2,000 yards to help him win a ring. That's all that matters.
Great season for Saquon in the end. I was proven
right.
Man,
you would trade that in a heartbeat.
No, at price, I'd rather Tyrone Trace than Saquon.
Now what I'm going to get on Al for is I got to defend Sean. He wasn't endorsing Carson Beck or Quinn Ewers. He was doing me a favor by making rhymes for the tank just in case.
And then our digital
team. Well, then you made him look bad doing that.
Well, that's what we do around here.
Gallo out there. He's going to have to make all the thumbnails that now Jeff Roberts has an issue with.
So who do you seriously want with the 3 pick, honestly? Who do you want? What do you want to do?
I've learned my lesson on something. I'm not planting the flag on either quarterback. Whichever one is sitting there at 3, give it to me. That's it.
Look how desperate that family is.
No. But I also like both guys. I don't have a true... My lean is Cam Ward, but I don't think it's like so swung the other way where it's like I can't be Shadour Sanders.
So let me just ask you this, all right, because we're running low on time. Do you guys hate each other yet or not really?
No. I actually like Al a lot.
Damn it. I don't have a problem. The first question he asked me was, how are you a Commanders fan? I said, my father.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Look, the one thing I've learned about football.
Always root for the teams your dads did. Yeah. It's the loser Cowboy fans whose dads were Johnny Jet fans.
But New York is also such a unique place in that. Look at our own radio station. Gio is a Viking fan, right?
Yeah.
Sal's a Falcons fan.
Uh-huh.
Keith's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
You're a Commander fan. Mm-hmm. Malusis is like sort of a Commanders fan. So, like, that's just the way football is.
Okay. I still have an issue with
it. Hey, Al, one last question.
Sure.
The Commanders.
Who wins the Super Bowl first, the Giants or the Jets?
Oh, hell. What year are we talking? 2060?
I mean, we're all dead. I don't know.
Honestly?
Let me ask it again then. Who makes the playoffs first?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jets.
The Jets, okay.
Giants will be the next year with Stafford.
Thank you, Adam.
Wait, wait, you think they're going to make the playoffs next year?
With Matt Stafford, they'll be there.
You sure you didn't eat the gummies that Evan was eating Sunday?
We'll be there. We'll see you wild card Sunday in our house.
When's your next shift so I can
I'm
promote
I'm on
it.
After the Nets game until 2 a.m. this Saturday
you're,
and next Saturday.
You're on
well.
After the Nets game?
Yeah, so I get to take a nap.
All right. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, guys.
That is Al Cintron. Does a great job in the overnights here on WFN. Quick break. We'll get back to your calls. Plus, I'm going to play you the wildest NFL rumor, and we'll decipher if it's true or not. About 28 minutes ago, Sean did his Cinco de Five. It was actually a really good list. He listed the five broadcasters. How'd you phrase it? The five broadcasters you missed the most?
Yeah, we missed calling games the most, with Joe Buck set to call Yankee opening day.
Yeah, and you had John Madden number one.
Mm-hmm.
Who was number two?
Tim McCarver. Bob Murphy, 3.
Okay. I have received numerous old social media posts of Sean Morash, and I'm going to read them aloud.
Can I preemptive?
No.
There was a time I didn't like Tim McCarver.
I like Joe Buck, unlike most. Tim McCarver is the one who's just awful. Tim McCarver's been bad for 10 years. Glad now people are finally coming around to this. Tim McCarver is an idiot. And then you go on. Somebody get this geezer out of the booth.
Geezer doesn't get used enough.
It's not over yet. How bad is Tim McCarver to listen to? Quite possibly the most overrated national color guy of all time in sports. Tim McCarver is the most unlistenable broadcaster in all of sports.
Uh-huh.
Tim McCarver, let's hope you retire. I don't need to. Hold on. Tim McCarver, let's hope you retire. I don't need to hear fishing stories about peacock bass, I should say. You didn't just dislike Tim McCarver.
Uh-huh.
You hated him. You called him an old geezer. You begged for him to retire. And yet all of a sudden he's number two on your list?
There's three things to get to. Number one, that's why he's not number one. He's number two. Number two, you know, the older you get, the more you reflect, the more you realize I was a younger, immature. Maybe I didn't appreciate the nuances of McCarver. Like you said, listening to Smoltz now. And number three, Dan, Dave, whatever your name is, it's finding all these old tweets for Evan. Can you get a life?
No.
Yeah.
He helps the show. No, I appreciate it.
No, he doesn't help the show.
You don't think that 30-second interlude was helpful?
He helps Evan with his pet project and really big hobby of finding
Hold on. Feet. Yesterday on the show, when Tommy and I had a very heated debate about the dunk contest, Dan supplied, and I read it on the air, an old tweet that made me look like an idiot. So I'm an equal opportunity idioter.
Let me just say something. We have a great segment that you came up with called Posted and Toasted every single Tuesday at 3:30.
Yeah.
Does anybody on this show besides Evan Roberts find it necessary to read our old tweets every single day?
Well, because
Tommy, you work on the show every day. You tell me.
It's not my favorite thing.
Is this a necessary addition to the show?
I think it's Evan's way of making you look like a buffoon, which you are.
And I'm going to do that enough on my own.
This is two things. Number one, Sean needed a life back in the day. How many tweets are you going to tweet about Tim McCarver and this Dan fella? My God,
well, they weren't the
girlfriend.
Same day. To be fair,
here's what I will ask Tommy Lugauer, and I'll respect him. He is the executive producer of this program. He's been here for a very long time. Okay. Take yourself aside. Take me aside. I'm asking you right now.
Okay, as an IPO, an independent producer observer.
Okay.
I won't lead us. Shut up, Evan.
These emails with old tweets are sent to you. Okay, it is in your possession that Sean Morash has ripped Tim McCarver 100 times after he just did a Cinco honoring him. Would you have just said, oh, that's funny, and moved on? Or would you have brought it to the air because you think it added to the program and added to his Cinco? Honest answer only. I want to use this situation. And if your answer is waste of time, we just wasted 3 minutes of the listeners' lives, I respect it. I will move on. Or you can say, you know what, Evan, in this case, I think it was good. Your decision.
In this case, I liked it because of the geezer line. That was funny.
Okay.
So
okay.
I did audibly laugh. There are times where I roll my eyes with it, but that time I did laugh. So
I would just say,
spot, okay.
I have counted now. This is the third time a Cinco has been followed up with Dan supplying Evan tweets about something that changed. And all I will tell you is, here's the problem with thinking of old tweets. People evolve and people change.
No, you're right. Here's what I would suggest. I think Dan should have direct contact with Tommy Lugauer.
Oh, I totally disagree with that.
He should invite himself up here.
I didn't say any of that. But then Tommy would get to decide if the old tweets found are useful for the show or should be thrown in the trash bin.
Read as many tweets as you want. I don't want any. This is nothing against Dan. There's got to be a little separation of church and state.
Sean Marash is going to make me his board op for his entire life.
Shut up, negative Tommy.
We had an SNY fan choice poll. It was sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. It was a good question based on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. earlier today saying, hey, I'm not signing an extension with the Blue Jays. I'm going to go to free agency. We weren't even close. Which team will Vlad Jr. be playing on next season? We actually all made our predictions on said subject if you rewind to about 3:15 earlier today. And the poll results are like this. Are you ready?
Okay.
49% say other. They say it will not be the Mets, Yankees, or Red Sox, the three other teams we gave as options. 26% say Yankees, 18% say Mets, and only 7% think the Boston Red Sox. How about that?
All right. Just the way I read it, Met fans don't want to give anybody but Pete Alonso the first base job. Yankee fans don't trust Hal to spend another dime. Everybody hates Boston here, so other was an easy answer.
Is that how you read it?
That's how I'm reading it.
Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Jeremy is in Pennsylvania. Good afternoon, Jeremy.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I want to bring up what you guys said earlier, like about an hour and a half ago. Mm-hmm. I'm getting so sick and tired of the foodie culture that's taken over baseball stadiums and other sports stadiums.
Okay. What are you sick of?
I went to a Giants game earlier this year. My uncle spent more time at the food stand watching the actual sporting event that was taking place on the field.
Well, was a sporting event taking place? It was a Giants game.
Okay. But Jeremy, I want to answer this in a fair way because I'm like you. I go to a game, I sit there, I watch the game.
Uh-huh. Okay?
So I am not a foodie. Jokingly, Sean was making fun of me. I go to Citi Field, I pack my own food. But I do want to explain why it happens and why it makes sense. We have so many distractions in 2025. There are more reasons to not go to a game today than there were 10 years ago. So you need to make the in-game experience, whether it's at an NBA game, whether it's at a football game, whether it's at a baseball game, more appealing. That's the bottom line. That is the absolute bottom line. So whether I like it or you like it, the reason food is such a big deal, the reason Citi Field has so many more bells and whistles is because they know to get you to go to a game in 2025 is different than going to a game in 1995.
And we all scream and yell about prices it costs to go to games. It's expensive to go out to dinner this day and age, too. So if you have a chance to kill two birds, one stone and go, hey, you know, I'm going to get a decent, different type of meal and watch a game, that's what people want to do, spend the money on.
Scott's in Rockland County. Hey, Scott.
Hey, gentlemen, much obliged for y'all taking my call.
Thank you very much for making it, man. What's up?
I appreciate it. Two things real quick, if y'all don't mind. First, the list of sportscasters that we missed. I can't believe Howard Cosell is not on that list, but I'm a lot older than y'all.
I think that's the issue. Yes. I think for Sean and even for myself, now Sean made the list. He doesn't remember Howard Cosell,
absolutely,
so he can't miss a guy he never really saw.
And I know Keith Jackson, you know, was, you know, college football kind of local, but he, and Pat Summerall. But I wanted to get to the bad sports ideas.
Yeah.
If you're going to go rock, paper, scissors, let's do away with the play clock and just do one Mississippi, two Mississippi. What do y'all think?
As long as the crowd can hear it.
That's so perfect for Bad Idea Tuesday, because that's a bad idea.
Mississippi.
Let's get rid of the play clock. Let's just count the Mississippis like you did in the schoolyard.
And I do want to address one thing. He brought up Pat Summerall. I got to tell you, I go back and watch a ton of former football games. With all due respect, God rest his soul, Pat Summerall is the most overrated broadcaster of all time.
Okay, so let me answer it this way. I don't think you're wrong if you listen to just everything he's saying. Now, remember, Pat's background is incredible. He played. He played for your team.
Absolutely. Kicker, other position. I get it.
But, like, I think it's more hearing his voice, and it makes you think of, you know, football growing up, at least in my case.
No, it's nostalgic. But let's be honest, Madden makes Summerall. Summerall doesn't make Madden.
Now, I know I'm going to stump you on this because you're not the smartest. Do you know Pat Summerall's connection to the current presidential administration?
To the Trump administration.
That is the current presidential administration, yeah, correct?
Pat Summerall's daughter.
Look at you! Wow! Okay, finish.
Is Ivanka Trump.
Damn it, he was so close. I thought he had it. Do you not know? Or because you were very close.
Is his daughter married to Trump Jr.?
No.
His daughter, the Secretary
of State? You're right about
his
daughter.
His daughter's the Secretary of State.
His daughter, Secretary of State, is Marco Rubio, but okay, close. His daughter, you know Rosie, right? You're
Speaker
all over this. No, his daughter is Susie Wiles, and Susie Wiles basically ran his campaign.
Oh, campaign
Donald
manager.
Trump's campaign. And, was her his campaign manager and was named chief of staff. First female chief of staff in the history of our country.
That's really? 100% accurate.
Congratulations. It's been a while.
And Susie Wiles' father is Pat Summerall.
Wow.
Can you imagine that this guy thinks that tomorrow at 4:25, right here on Evan and Tiki, he thinks he's beating me in a trivia contest?
Maybe I'm hustling you.
So you think the entire time, for like your entire radio existence, you have pretended to be stupid for that moment that you can beat me in a trivia contest?
I guess you'll never know. You have to think about that tonight when you go to sleep.
I'm not going to think about it. I go to sleep tonight knowing that I have my things I don't know, like music, right? If music's a category, I'm a struggle. Now, maybe I'll surprise you. I know some old random stuff from my dad, who's a huge fan of 60s music, to my sister, who loves Deborah Gibson.
Are you anticipating Deborah Gibson being a topic tomorrow?
You never know with Tiki.
Can I ask a test sports question for you guys?
No, you're not a part of this
right
now.
It's a test question.
Oh, my God. Folks, Paulie Rosenberg looking to get his name out there today. What's the question, Paulie?
I blame you, Tommy. You're the executive
why
producer.
Why am I being blamed? You know what? No, seriously. Why am I being blamed?
Who told him he could just jump in?
I have been very gracious today on the show. I'll leave it at that. And
Gracious.
And now I'm being blamed for stuff? I don't appreciate that. So I'm going to throw it back at you. I blame you, Evan.
Okay, you're right. It is my fault. What? All right, Tommy. Rosie, what?
What does NASCAR stand for?
I don't care. National...
American Stock Car Association.
Yeah, stock car definitely is a part of it, right?
Of racing.
American racing.
The National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
Oh, there you go. All right, we appreciate that. Anyhow, tomorrow at 4:25, we will have this trivia contest. If I win, Sean has to put the cell back on for not only this week, but next week as part of his punishment for the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And if he wins, the L goes away, at least for now, temporarily, unless he has another infraction.
No, I've decided I'm not going to have another sports take again and rest of 2025 after this month.
Oh, you're done?
Done. I'm gone. Did I have a take out the gate today? No, I was very down the middle.
No, you did. You said that basically Steve Cohen is a pig for calling out Met fans and saying they...
that's right.
No, he said Juan Soto's a pig.
They're both pigs,
because
right.
Met fans won't go to the ballpark this year because Steve Cohen spent all his money.
Evan, refresh my memory. I did have a take. Yeah. Mets fans, you may want to run to 2 o'clock where I tell you your owner hates you and your big star player is a pig.
Yes.
Okay. I get it.
You're not
going
to have any more sports opinions?
Nope. That's it. We're done.
Let's go to Joe in Massapequa. What's up, Joe?
Hey, first, the Mets thing, quick, because you guys talked about it again. It's Epler's fault for the attendance last year. It's plain and clear, you know. The dead cap money and what he did to the team that set him back. That's the problem there. But well, want to thank you guys for everything you do. You're my favorite long-distance friends, you know, hearing you on the radio all the time. It's a pleasure, man.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Joe, we're glad. How was Valentine's Day for you?
It's good. You know, quiet, simple, lucky.
I figured. Yep. Okay. Have a good day, man.
What are you, Brad Pitt NBA. Over there, Baldy? This nice guy says something nice about our show. Hold on, Joe. We'll let you go in a second here. You're a nice guy. You're a fan of the show.
Yeah,
and you didn't
guy.
Realize it, but Sean Marash, who's dated one woman in his life, took a shot. And I love your wife, but you've dated one girl. And you took a shot at Joe.
I didn't take a shot.
Calling
Joe's
him basically
nice
that he's hanging out with his 10 cats on
Valentine's
Day. That's what you meant.
Joe, these are horrible people.
No, you're a rotten human, and you shouldn't have said that. Joe, go ahead. Talk about the Knicks.
Oh, thank you. I got an NBA All-Star game proposal.
Yes.
It's the best way it works, postseason, pre-NBA finals, like the NFL. Money on the line, 3-on-3 half court, and then skills contest, 9-foot rim dunk, creative dribbling contest, Papa Shot style.
Yes.
Competition.
Yeah. You opened up my... Now, I'm not sure. Was that for Bad Idea Tuesday?
Bad Idea Day?
Hey, I hope it was, because if it was a real idea, it sucked.
Nah, listen, I think when it comes to the All-Star game, there are no bad ideas because the All-Star format is broken. It just is.
You know what? The way you said that, I would rather watch Papa Shot than what they did on Sunday night.
Howie Rose tweeted something the other day, and that was basically the All-Star game is over in all of sports. Like, it's just not, it doesn't work anymore. So we can sit here all day and talk about how to fix it, but the reality is, it's just, it's done.
It's not for adults. Adults are always the one commenting on the All-Star game. It's for Jet Roberts. It's for kids. We just can't start the game at 9 o'clock at night. That's it.
No, you're right. We can't start it at 9 o'clock. Those things start way too late.
You know why we liked them when we were younger? Because we were kids.
Well, and also there were less access to watching sports and watching our stars. You can watch your stars whenever you want.
It's true.
You want to watch LeBron James, go on YouTube. I mean, seriously, you can watch him whenever the heck you want.
You're going to have to because he's not playing an All-Star game.
Let's go to Victor in the Bronx. How are you, Victor?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
First off, I am a diehard Mets fan. Loogie, I loved the positivity last year. But we kind of need to catch a grip a little bit. First off, we went from the miserable Wilpons to Cohen, who is actually spending money. Okay, so if there's a winning team, I will spend my money. But in terms of being the big brother, mm-hmm. we have to go out and win in the regular season and actually accomplish the ultimate goal, something we haven't done in almost 40 years. And let me just use two recent examples of the little brother having great off seasons: the Nets with KD and Kyrie, and the Jets with Aaron Rodgers, and they did nothing.
Thank you very much. I love getting all that shrapnel. That was a lot of fun. I just got stamped 5 times. Look, winning the offseason is very, very exciting. It really is. I think back, and it's been 5.5 years now, and I remember where I was and how I felt when the Nets signed Kevin Durant. You're right. Now, the results of it weren't great. We sit here today, he's gone, Nets won nothing, but I'll never forget the excitement I had that day. Tommy and I will certainly never forget talking to each other on the Rico Bronya the moment Juan Soto signed. Even if that contract turns into a disaster 10 years from now, Sal will remember it too, Hoff will remember it. We were all together and we celebrated like we won the lottery.
This is the Rico Bronya podcast.
That excitement is real, it's legitimate, it'll never go away, but yeah, you gotta win, we all know that.
You know why this is different than KD and Aaron Rodgers? The Mets were in an NLCS without Juan Soto. So you want to talk about little brother, big brother, I'll defend the Mets for a second. They were one of the last two teams standing in their league and added, in my opinion, the best hitter in baseball. That's not the same thing. I know the Mets were...
They were in the first round of the playoffs.
But that's not the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, I know.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan.
The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.